Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 101, Beauty and the Beast, live on stage. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Memory 101 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Memory 101. It's like a new millennium. I guess technically this would be 100 memories, since Memory 001 only told the background and didn't do anything else. But then there's the 12 or so Christmas specials that I released, so really this would be like 112 memories. Carry the one. Never mind. We'll just call it 101. And it's a great show that I've been waiting for someone to request for a while. Disney's Hollywood Studios has hosted Beauty and the Beast live on stage for decades now. And I personally think it's probably the best stage show in all of Walt Disney World. So our request came in today via the voicemail line from Brandon. He called in a request for about 10 different attractions.
I have a few. Hi, I'm Brandon from Texas. And I have few more requests for you.
A little bit more again, but I have to stop.
I want to know if you have any audio for Superstar Television, Mickey and the Magical Map, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Action, Beauty and the Beast live on stage, any audio from the Walt Disney Theater you have, especially if you have audio from like the making of Toy Story or Armageddon. Playhouse Disney live on stage. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
I've got trail mix here.
Journey into Narnia. You have to think about it. And that is about all the requests I have right now. So, I was just wondering if you had any of these. And if you do.
And you actually had leg room in that stunt show. The last time we watched it, it was even closer because we had a row in front of us.
Well, bye.
Brandon, I'm so sorry, but I don't have audio for all of those attractions, but I do have a few of them. So we'll start off your request today with Beauty and the Beast live on stage. Now, this show has changed many times over the years. Sometimes they would open with more backstory. I seem to remember them even opening with Be Our Guest. However they do it, they never fail to impress me. Belle is usually an amazing singer and carries the show. Gaston seems to be just as good and stands up to the level of Belle. And you really need those two just to really set the show. The dancing is fun, and of course there's the characters, which are always a hit with the kids. Oh, and if you're concerned about it being scary for the little ones, I wouldn't worry too much. They keep the storyline fairly tame, as you'll hear. As always, I tossed it out to social media, and the responses I got back were kind of sad, actually. Here, I thought it was probably one of the best stage shows in all of Walt Disney World, and I got everything from I'm happier when I don't see it, to I like the pre-show, to I didn't even know it was there. I hope to maybe change your opinion some with this memory. Today's memory is from 2006. It's one of our three trips to Walt Disney World in the span of about a month. It's actually my birthday, you know, 2 days after Christmas. It has been insanely busy in every park we've been in. I vow that this will probably be the last time I will ever attempt to visit the parks during Christmas. Tracy and I are joined today by her parents with my dad, brother, and sister, and have made our way to Disney's Hollywood Studios after spending much of the morning in Disney's Animal Kingdom. We've come from seeing Lights, Motors, Action and have made our way back to the front of the park and down Sunset Boulevard, hoping to arrive early and catch a special mic check by four for a dollar. Now, since I'd like to do a special $4 for $1 show later, I'm going to hold off on including all that audio, but I'll put some of it in here just so you get a taste. We'll join the memory as we're taking our seats in the theater. Again, it's packed, so they push us to move as close together multiple times. We'll catch a bit of $4 for $1, and then the show will begin. Today's memory is in binaural, so I suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we catch the best stage show in all of Walt Disney World.
Except Friday nights. He just wants to make sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. In order to allow more guests to sit in our theater, we would like to ask that you slide as far towards the center of the theater as possible. Thank you, and enjoy the show.
You hear the music in the background?
Texas, where is Amaya? Amaya, where are you? Is that you? Could you come down here and meet us at the front of the stage? You can bring your family if you want. It says here she's celebrating her 5th birthday. Let's give her a hand.
You don't have to come. You can just stay right there. It's okay. She's She's kind of unhappy. It's okay, you can stay right here. What we'd like to do for your birthday, we'd just like to sing you a song, okay? That's all we're going to do is sing you a song. And we have a gift for you from the Once Upon a Time gift shop, a copy of our holiday CD! That's for you. That's for you. You can take it. Now, I have a question for you. What's your favorite Disney song? We're going to do our favorite. It goes like this, okay? This is for you.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. He fell into despair and lost all hope, for who could ever learn to love a beast?
Thank you.
Series of strange circumstances, she found herself held captive inside a dark and foreboding castle, inhabited by a very odd collection of characters.
Master will be furious if he finds out what we are up to.
Well, we don't have to tell him, do we?
There is nothing to worry about.
No, nothing. Just our entire future.
Oh, pish posh. Be our guest for dinner.
We'll keep it simple.
What are you talking about? What's going on? Come on, Mom.
Come along, Chip, dear.
Oh, dear.
No need to worry.
We'll keep it simple.
Hi.
Stop. Stop it, I say. Do you hear me? All of you. I said, quiet! If we're going to do it, then let's do it.
But of course, we must make them feel welcome. Esteemed madames and messieurs, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you. And now, we invite you to relax, pull up a chair, as the dining room proudly presents your dinner.
Apology accepted.
That's it.
Shin. Shin.
was mean, he was coarse and unrefined. And now he's dear and so mature. I wonder why I didn't see it there before.
She glanced this way, I thought I saw. And when we touched, she didn't shudder at my paw. Though we can't be, I'll just ignore. But then she's never looked at me that way before.
Down for the last time. No one says no to Gaston. Reject it. It's more than I can bear. And publicly humiliated, I am disgraced! But I have a plan. Someone has to protect our village. Kill the beast or he will kill your children. The beast will make off with your children. He'll come after them in the night.
No!
No one is safe until his head is mounted on my wall. I say we kill the beast!
Kill him!
You're not safe until he's dead. He comes stalking us at night. To sacrifice your children to his monstrous appetite. The wreak havoc on our village if we let him wander free. So it's time to take some action, boys. It's time to... Shadows. It's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer that we're there at the drawbridge of the castle, and there's something truly terrible inside. It's a beast, he's a fangs with a sharp one. Massive paws, killer claws for the beast. Hearing roars, he and bone, but we're not coming home till he's dead. Don't act it! Kill the beast! If you're not with us, you're against us. We'll rid the village of this beast! Who's with me?
I am!
Light your torch, and I won't screw your courage to the sticking place!
We're counting on this stone to lead the way!
To a place, to a word, we're a thing among the masses, and it's where we have to go to yet again!
It's a beast, but it's tall
as a mountain! He won't quit till he's good and deceased! Sally Boat, Sally Boat, with his sword, bring him home!
Castle and bring back his head. Take whatever booty you can find. But remember, the beast is mine! What do you think you're doing? We're casting to me! I'm sitting there!
Let me at him.
No!
You lucky dolphins!
Beast!
Ultimate Beast, Belle is mine! How could you be in love with a monster without someone like me? Stop! He's mine!
Rising in me.
See, I told you this show was great. Now, if you like this, you should really seek out the Broadway production of the show. The music and costuming for that show are second to none. Even if you catch it off Broadway, it's still really good. Brandon, as always, thank you for calling in and making your requests. I'll get back to more of Brandon's requests in future memories. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. Don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list. Or maybe mention us in a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Ray Taylor, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.